This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
This just in to KYW News Radio 1060.
There's been an Amtrak accident in Philadelphia. Let's get the latest live.
It is a massive response by police and emergency personnel.
Witnesses described the scene as though someone picked up the trains, shook them, and threw them on the ground.
Officials are still searching the site, making sure nothing is left behind.
This is the Week in Philly, and Monday marks 10 years since that fatal Amtrak derailment in Port Richmond. 8 passengers were killed, nearly 200 injured. KYW's Mike DiNardo has put together some really powerful pieces looking back on this tragedy, and he joins us now. Mike, first of all, take us back to May 12, 2015. What happened?
Yeah, we'll never forget that night, Matt. Amtrak train 188 derailed in Port Richmond, and the NTSB determined the engineer, Brandon Bostian, had lost what they called situational awareness. He accelerated the train to 106 miles an hour as it approached the curve at Frankfort Junction, where the speed limit is 50. The train ran off the tracks and passenger cars jackknifed, again, killing 8 people.
Now, you talked to a couple of people who were on board who had their lives changed forever. First of all, tell us about Chef Eli Culp.
Eli Culp was a celebrated chef at Fork Restaurant and a partner in the High Street Hospitality Group. He was in the second car on the train. It was headed to New York.
I felt a shudder, a split second later. That's when I found myself, because the train veered to the right. I was on the left side of the train facing forward, so it catapulted me in the air. And in that moment, when I was in the air, that's when I was like, all right, this is it. That's all I thought. There was no, life flashing before my eyes.
In a split second, Culp's life would never be the same.
I turned about 45 degrees in the air, and my neck basically hit square on the luggage rack across the aisle from where I was sitting. And the train was on its side, so I was basically laying on the gravel, where the windows would have been.
He was unable to move.
It felt like if somebody had turned their amp up to 10 on an electric guitar and just hit all the chords at once. And it was it was a sound and feeling that went through my body that I'll never forget.
Now, Culp was a chef who was named Food and Wine's Best New Chef in 2014, but this accident left him paralyzed.
Nothing moved. So at that moment, yeah, I knew that life had changed.
Culp couldn't use his hands to cook anymore. And as he grieved the life and profession he had lost, he eventually found a new calling with a microphone. Matt, he's been talking about the Philadelphia food scene on his Chef Radio and Delicious City Philly podcasts.
I still think I'm a chef. I view myself as a chef. But finding ways that I can reconnect with the industry in a different way that might give me some of that sense of purpose and belonging that I've always loved about our industry.
Culp says he'll mark the anniversary by having dinner with friends while remembering the lives that were lost and those forever changed.
And you also talked to a woman, Geraldine Ritter.
So shortly after the train left 30th Street Station, Ritter stood up to get a book from her bag on the overhead luggage rack when she felt the train begin to rock.
I remember holding on to that baggage rail with both hands. And then I remember feeling like we were going around a curve. And I remember very clearly thinking that it felt like we were tipping over. And my last memory is realizing that we were tipping over. And I screamed. And that was my last memory for days until I woke up in intensive care in the hospital.
Ritter was thrown from the first car. Her ribs were shattered. Her abdominal organs were crushed. Her pelvis was broken in half. Ritter, then a 46-year-old senior VP at Merck, was a Jane Doe at Penn Presbyterian until she was identified by her husband. He had rushed from their North Jersey home and went hospital to hospital in Philadelphia until he found her in extremely critical condition.
My chest was crushed. My orthopedic surgeon described my rib cage as being annihilated. And I went a very long time, notwithstanding the strongest pain drugs out there, where literally every breath hurt.
Matt, she chronicled her ordeal of dozens of surgeries and painstaking rehab in a book titled Bone by Bone. Now, she says revisiting her trauma was itself painful, but she believes it was important to do. All proceeds from that book are benefiting the American Trauma Society.
The engineer, he was charged in the derailment, but eventually acquitted of criminal charges, correct?
Yes, he was acquitted in March of 2022. The question was whether Brandon Bostian's actions were criminal that night. The Philly DA decided no, but the state attorney general in 2017, Josh Shapiro, did believe the charges were warranted. Now, they were dismissed by a judge, but the AG appealed. They were reinstated and dismissed and reinstated again. When the case went to trial, Bostian was acquitted again in March of 2022. And Matt, we should add two more notes. Amtrak settled civil litigation over that crash for $265 million, the maximum liability it could face under the law. And also, months after the crash, Amtrak installed positive train control along that stretch of the Northeast Corridor. That's technology that would have limited the speed of the train and likely prevented the derailment from happening in the first place.
Thank you very much, Mike. KYW's Mike DiNardo joining us, and we will have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.